Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You? It is brought to you by Mercy Wellness. My name is Michelle Marquis and I'm really excited because today I get to talk with Eric Knutson. He is the CEO and co-founder of Keef and he joins me now on the line. Thanks so much for chatting with us today, Eric.
Yeah, of course, Michelle. It's a pleasure to be on here with you.
Can you tell me a little bit about your company?
Yeah, so we founded the company, myself, my youngest brother, and some friends back in January of 2010 in Boulder, Colorado, and have been slowly and aggressively building it ever since. We started in Colorado originally. Are now in 7 states actively manufacturing and distributing, California being one of them and the biggest. So very, very excited to be on with you to talk about that and anything else that comes about cannabis-wise.
Excellent, excellent. And tell us a little bit about your background. It's not a sort of a career that everyone gets into the cannabis industry, and especially back in 2010. So tell us about that path.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was born and raised in Boulder, Colorado, second generation there. Actually grew up in kind of split family where half my family was in manufacturing and wholesale greeting cards. Mm-hmm. And then the other side was building homes. So I took the path of building homes and kind of framed my way through college, graduated from the University of Colorado, thought that I was going to be building homes and developing property for the rest of my life. And sure enough, 2008 hit, 7 days, and the family business very quickly went away. Luckily, having been born in Boulder, around cannabis my whole life, it was a pretty easy transition when the Obama administration kind of opened the door for cannabis and cannabis operations. So we actually got started originally. We built out, I think it was the 3rd dispensary in Boulder, and launched what is now Green Health Services there. After about 3 months of operating that, we realized that there was a huge missing component to the industry at the time, and that was edibles. Really, in Colorado, being behind California by almost a decade, the edible side of the industry really hadn't emerged yet, and nobody was doing beverages. So for us, it was kind of a natural fit. I love drinks, and we looked at the market. The 2 most commonly accepted forms of social adult interaction throughout history have been drinking and smoking. And a lot of people were doing the smoking side of it, so we decided to jump into the beverage side and happened to be, I think, one of the first in the country to do so. So it's kind of the lead-in.
I like that. And as you said, there was probably a real learning curve as compared to here in California, where we have legendary growing regions that have been around for decades and decades, as well as our medical market, which has been around since the 90s. So was it a really steep learning curve for you in Colorado?
It was pretty steep. I mean, luckily, like I said, having been from Boulder, we have some pretty old cultivation partners there that have been around for a long time, especially El Dorado Canyon and that whole area around Boulder has historically been a pretty good home to cannabis for a long time. But yeah, the rest of the state, it was a very steep learning curve. The regulators came in fast, hot, and heavy. Mm-hmm. I think by the end of the first year, we had the first state regulations already coming in. The state basically took a bunch of cops and gave them guns, and they're basically ex-cops or drug enforcement cops, and turned them into regulators. So we had armed regulators almost from day one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definitely a wake-up call.
Yeah.
So we got to no regulation really fast, and it was definitely a steep curve on that. And then from the actual operation side, it was even steeper. They forced basically all of the retails that had opened up to be vertically integrated, which meant that every retail had to have a cultivation attached to it.
Oh, really?
So
okay.
So you had a bunch of growers and a bunch of retailers that were all forced together and kind of shotgun weddings right out the gate, mm-hmm. which led to a little bit of chaos those first 4 or 5 years out here in Colorado.
I can imagine that. But then since then, we sort of swapped because Colorado had a chance to then have a decade now under its belt with the recreational market. So how do you think that Colorado has advanced beyond California, having that much more experience?
Well, I think what you see, California is really coming up fast, too. I think the experiences from Colorado and a lot of the other markets are translating very well into the regulation in California. And you have a lot of operators in California that have taken some of the lessons from Colorado and are mm-hmm. employing them really rapidly out there. You know, that being said, I think what we're seeing in Colorado, obviously, is a lot of concentration at this point and really consolidation of retail. Probably the thing that's going on the most right now. So you have large retail groups that are emerging. You still have a lot of great mom and pop shops, you know, single dispensary shops that you definitely had an influx of that kind of consolidation. So
sure.
It's moving more towards what you'd imagine a traditional retail type environment to look like. You know, that said, obviously the edible side of it has been, you know, growing rapidly. And really from a technology standpoint, the products have really come into their own at this point, and you know, as we're seeing with the numbers in the industry itself, with you know, edibles and concentrates overtaking flower at this point in Colorado by a pretty significant margin.
Really, already? Okay, wow.
Yeah, flower is still a big component, you know, mm-hmm. and even depending on what you look at, you know, 30 to 40% of the market, but having edibles and concentrates taking up that other 60 plus is definitely a big shift from where we started when, you know, we got going in late 2009, early 2010. It was 95% flower, 5% mm-hmm. edible concentrate. So definitely a lot of shifts. And I see that, you know, that same thing obviously in California is happening even more rapidly due to just the investment and, you know, the experience of the California market having had so many years in the caregiver nonprofit model. Mm-hmm. You had a lot of great operators that were just waiting for this regulation to come to be able to really bring in investment and you know, up their game to that next level. So really exciting to see what's happening in California. I love the fact that we get to be a part of it again and, you know, hopefully bring in any of the expertise that we had from Colorado up to California with us.
Yeah, of course. And now you are working with Cannacraft. Can you explain that relationship to me?
Yeah, absolutely. So came together with Dennis about a little over 2.5 years ago or so now. We were, strange enough, kind of both going on similar paths for a long time. Background-wise, my youngest brother founded a company with me, also founded an extraction business. And so we manufacture CO2 extractors, so kind of very similar story to Dennis and mm-hmm. what they did at Cannacraft at the very beginning. It was pretty natural for it right away. We had been with Kiva for a couple of years prior to that, medical, and when adult use hit out in California, they ran out of space really quickly, and just from a distribution standpoint, beverage is not an easy product to distribute or sell, and, you know, we still have a great relationship with Kiva, but it became very apparent that, you know, we needed to find a partner that understood what we were doing, and, you know, Dennis, and, you know, the pioneer and leader that he is, and the team at Cannacraft was just a perfect fit. So they had already launched the Lagunitas Hi-Fi product, mm-hmm. great success, and had really gone out and pioneered the beverage space and the adult use market in California with that product. So it really was a natural fit, and, you know, he's become a great friend of mine, and, you know, just thank God every day that, you know, we are where we are.
Yeah, those relationships are so important, and you realize like that these are the things that are going to help sort of make or break you when you meet the right people. I'm talking with Eric Knutson. He is the CEO and co-founder of Keef. Can I put you on hold for just a second, and we'll take a quick break?
Yeah, of course.
All right. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Mercy Wellness's Canna Help You. And you may notice that I don't have any of my friends from Mercy here in the studio with me, but we do have a note from them that they asked me to share with you. Mercy is forever mindful about customer and staff safety. We serve many thousands of people, and we want to ensure we have a safe and healthy staff to provide that high-quality service. With an abundance of precaution in mind, we are temporarily closing the store until next week, and we'll post notices and information on our website for customers to see. Once we feel things are safe, we will reopen, and you can find more information when they post that at mercywellness.com. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
I have a question for you. Do you want to feel better? 2020 has been a wrecking ball year, hasn't it? Still, people persevere, but it's harder. Some days more than others. Sleep is harder to come by. Anxiety spills over into everything. You realize you're just not having as much fun. Mercy Wellness, the top cannabis dispensary in the North Bay, wants to help you feel better. The Mercy Wellness staff is well-trained to help you select the right cannabis products for the effects you want. Cannabis sells itself, they say. It matters more who you buy it from. Mercy Wellness has earned that spot. Let Mercy help you feel better right now, safely and securely, in our beautiful store in Cotati, or we will deliver to your doorstep. See you soon.
It's a little over a year ago that the Kincade Fire raged through Sonoma County, the latest in a string of wildfires, which may have been caused by PG&E neglect and delayed critical maintenance. More than 100 homes burned to the ground. If your home was one of them, now's a good time to act. Settlement discussions have begun, and it's time to get your damage claim questionnaire filled out. Michael Watts of Watts Guerra, Doug Boxer, and consumer advocate Aaron Brockovich have teamed up to be your voice and fight for your rights. Go to pgelawsuit.com or call 707-237-2445 to hold PG&E accountable. By standing together, we can make sure this doesn't happen again. Doug Boxer of the Law Office of Douglas Boxer, 1358 East Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Canna Help You, brought to you by Mercy Wellness, every other Friday on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Canna Help You, brought to you by Mercy Wellness. You can find them online at mercywellness.com. And my conversation now continues with Eric Knutson. He is the CEO and founder of Keef. And let's talk a little bit about your product line. You're in various different states. You said seven states at this point now?
Yep.
Okay. And do you have the same product line in all states?
So we have the widest line that we have is in Colorado right now. We have most of the products in most states.
Okay.
Colorado being our home, we definitely have the widest product selection of all the states. California is the second, and I believe Oklahoma has the next broadest variety.
How surprising is it that Oklahoma has such a thriving cannabis market? It's not the one that I would have thought of.
No doubt. Yeah, I remember when I got the first call about Oklahoma, I was kind of at a loss also. it was, you know, right as it was getting going, I you know, wasn't sure what to think. You know, what it did show all of us was there is a huge demand for cannabis out there, especially cannabis legalization and access. So it's been very exciting to see a red state like Oklahoma really embrace cannabis and in the industry and, you know, the job creation and just, you know, obviously the access to medicine first and foremost out there that has been denied for so long. It's really been cool to be a part of it from day one out there. And, you know, after the election, I've been down to Mississippi twice now in the last month and a half, speaking and working with several groups. They're working on getting the trade associations up and running.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, already looking at land and figuring out how to bring the medicine to the people in Mississippi. So it's definitely a far cry from 2010 when I think there were five states that had medical.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It's just sweeping. I mean, it was the election, and we can jump to that topic now. But the election was just insane that every single state that had marijuana on the bill, they all passed.
Yep. Yep, they did. It was, honestly, at the end of the day, I think it's a call to action, and it's a huge call to our legislators across the country to open their eyes and begin to embrace cannabis as not just some issue standing outside the door, but a true platform issue. Mm-hmm. And I think those legislators and politicians that embrace that first are going to be the ones that really, over the next decade and several decades, are going to be heard the most and really win out.
Yeah. This might be sort of just really speculative, but President-elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have talked about legalization or at least decriminalizing cannabis. How is that going to play out if we all have these different regulations in different states? Is that going to impact things,
well,
really?
Good question. Yeah, it's a great question. You know, at the national level, I actually sit on, I've been founding member of two of the larger national trade associations and lobbying efforts. Currently going on in D.C. And at state levels. Yeah, we've been, you know, fortunate enough to be a part of several of the bills that have been presented. Mm-hmm. The MORE Act, obviously, which just passed through the House. I'm very hopeful that the new administration will take it serious and help progress cannabis. You know, everything that they've been saying is looking that way. You know, we've got a really big election, obviously, coming up in Georgia on January 4th. Those Senate seats are going to dictate a lot of what happens on the national level over the next several years. Right now, we've got a pretty big roadblock in the Senate. And, you know, until that gets kind of cleaned up, I think most of the legislation that we're seeing passed at the House level, although being amazing and obviously it's a huge step in the right direction, just the fact that we're talking about one of our legislative branches passing, you know, sweeping legalization, decriminalization bills is amazing.
Right. The MORE Act, I was like, what?
Yeah, totally cool. It's just, you know, it definitely... I'm still tempered. I'm a little dubious until I see real action on that Senate side. And, you know, luckily we do have, I believe there's enough votes in the Senate right now to pass a legalization bill. It's just a matter of actually getting it, you know, past the roadblocks. And, mm-hmm. and right now those are the committees and the speaker.
Yeah, nothing ever happens fast in Washington, so.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm very hopeful that in the next 4 years we're going to see some change and you know, especially on the social equity side and being able to, you know, obviously, you know, free these people.
Right,
you know, one of the projects that, you know, I'm super fortunate and grateful to be a part of with CannaCraft is the Last Prisoner Project.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Farm and Felon product that's been launched with CannaCraft right now, you know, certain proceeds of that product go to Last Prisoner with the stated objective of freeing every cannabis prisoner across the United States that's being held right now. Under federal and state laws illegally. So there's a lot of good change going on. A little slow, you know, we're not going anywhere. So
Yeah. And there's more to do. As you said, that last prisoner project is an important aspect of all of this, and the equity and allowing people, minorities who have been targeted in the war on drugs, giving them a chance to get into the market and have the ability to thrive and be, you know, successful business people in the industry. I do definitely want to talk to you. We keep getting distracted, Eric. I want to talk about the actual the Keef products that you have. Tell us about the line in California, what you've got.
Absolutely. So we have our traditional Keef Classics line, which is going to be all of your traditional sodas with a more natural spin to it, and obviously infused with cannabis. Mm-hmm. So they're, you know, cola, root beer, which is my favorite, the root beer float, which that's pretty tough one to pass up. The blue Raz, let's see, orange Kush, and purple passion. So, kind of like I said, your traditional sodas, just like you'd find pretty much at any convenience store, just with cane sugar and more natural ingredients than kind of your traditional players. Mm-hmm. And then we have our Keef mocktail line, which is our high milligram, basically 100 milligram. They have built-in dosing caps, so you can dose exactly whatever your dose may be, whether it's the whole 100 milligram or 5, 10. There's a dose for everybody, and that product's unique in that it really, with the liquid delivery, it allows for a quick uptake, so you know what you're getting pretty quickly, and you can really find that that edible balance. So we like to say that it's, you know, Keef's a great introductory edible for people because you don't get that delayed effect that you do with a lot of other edibles. Even if you are looking to jump into, you know, gummies or chocolates or whatever else later, Keef's a great one to start with because you can really dial in whatever that milligram level that you're looking for is without going too far. And that the Keef, both the Keef Life and Mocktail line are great for that. The Keef Life line is one that we launched the first product of last year. We have several more that are going to be coming out. It's an effects-driven line. Once again, it's a 100 milligram bottle with a dosing cap on top. Everything we do is in aluminum, so it's recyclable. Mm-hmm. We don't use PET or plastic in any of our products. The Keef Life, we're actually really excited to talk about it. It's launching first in Colorado. Hopefully, California is going to be right after. We're playing around with an effects type of line, utilizing CBG, CBN, THCV in conjunction with CBD and THC to really drive true effects with the product that can help benefit, you know, daily life for hopefully a lot of people.
That is so fun because I've really been interested in the cannabis beverages that combine different cannabinoids. And I love to hear that you're really going to sort of refine that. It's not just a, you know, one-to-one sort of CBD, THC kind of a thing, but that you're exploring different cannabinoids as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited about it. When we first launched the Lifeline, we just used terpenes, and so the original designations were, you know, indica hybrid sativa, because mm-hmm. we were using full spectrum oil that was strain specific, you know, within each phenom class, and now being able to introduce these other amazing cannabinoids into that process, we feel that it's really going to be a cool product for people, and I'm excited to get it out in California, hopefully in Q1 of this coming year. So keep an eye out for it, and then hopefully we'll have our Keef sparkling waters out as well. We were the first company in the U.S. to launch a cannabis infused sparkling water about 4 years ago now, it's been doing very well in Colorado. I'm very excited to hopefully get it out in California here pretty quickly.
Now, because you're working with Cannacraft and they have sort of their Lagunitas, which is a hop water, is there any competition or anything that you have to worry about working with them?
No, you know, I think that at the end of the day, they're very complementary products.
Okay.
But the hop water is an amazing product, and we launched it in Colorado last year, mm-hmm. and so it's. I think they go hand in hand. You know, people that like soda, people that like, yeah, they're looking for an alcohol replacement. I think the beer replacement, the Lagunitas product is a great zero-carb product that has amazing effects and a great taste to it and comes in three different ratios. So I'm a proponent for having as many beverage options as humanly possible.
There you go.
You know, through that, I love all the competitions coming out with PAPS and you know, everybody else that's jumping into the industry. I love it. You know, when we first started 10 years ago or 11 years ago, we were hit. So
yeah,
we're not the only ones having to spend marketing dollars anymore to educate people.
Exactly. Well, the consumer is enjoying, I'm sure, all of these different kinds of options as well. Thank you so much for talking with me today. It was really fun.
You're welcome, Michelle. It was a pleasure.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
That is Eric Knutson. He is the CEO and co-founder of Keef. Our show today is brought to you by Mercy Wellness.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
The preceding was a paid presentation.